Here's a question I'm going to summarize from a man in Denmark. For reasons that are not his fault, it's impossible for him to find an apartment that he can afford which doesn't ban dogs. But he has a dog he loves dearly, and what should he do? He says the only choice he can see is put the dog to sleep or give it to someone else, but he fears the kind of care the new owner might give. Well, I'd certainly vote for the second. Try out your friends first, or people who are known dog lovers. And if you can't find any, don't forget the computer. You can not only find dates on the computer, you can find dog lovers who want to adopt. And then, of course, you have to judge the person in person, just as you do in dating. But it gives you a much wider field to go from. And I know nobody can be certain how their dog is going to be taken over after it's relinquished. But you're not unique in this problem. Everyone with a dog at a certain age has to put in his will, as I have done, you know, who is going to get the dog, in what order, and I have to talk to the people and try to say what the dog needs and so on. Now, I've sweetened the pill by giving some reasonable amount of money to the new owner so that the dog can have, you know, the necessaries and some of the luxuries after I'm gone. But I do believe you could find someone in one of these ways. Maybe you could give a token board payment to a nearby person, a stranger, so you can see the dog all the time until you can earn more money. But if it came to absolutely, it's only Wittgenstein or death, I'm saying that as a symbol, then I would say you'd have to put him down. But I don't know how you could bring yourself to do it. I couldn't do it. And if I was forced to, I honestly have no answer. I just keep ringing doorbells.